Welcome to your five for the day. Hope is an essential ingredient of life. If we have hope, we can face anything that life can throw at us. If we have hope, we can take on the challenges and overcome. Hope is what gets you up in the morning. Hope is a desire with anticipation, or to desire with expectation of obtainment, or to expect with confidence. Life with hope can be a life of expectation, anticipation, and looking forward to a good future, regardless of the circumstances right now. On the other hand, life without hope is completely different. Life without hope is hopeless. Hopeless is having no expectation of good or success. When we lose hope, we lose the strength for life. We no longer have the strength to get up in the morning. We do not have the strength to face tomorrow. Everything becomes a challenge, and even small tasks call for a great degree of effort. As we look around, we see the ravages of despair, hopelessness, and depression. We see hope turn to hopelessness. Hopelessness turn to despair. Despair turn to depression, and depression turn to destruction. The medical fraternity predicts that by 2020, depression will be the dominant disease in the world. Not AIDS, cancer, or heart disease, but depression. The world is staring down an epidemic of depression, and it starts when hope is lost. God wants each of us to live with hope in our hearts. God makes fresh hope available to each of us. As this divine hope becomes a reality to us, we can in turn become a source of hope to others. Those who are battling with a loss of hope need to be helped by those who are full of hope. If we are connected to the source of hope, the God of love, then we can become a source of hope to those around us. We can play a role in restoring the hope of others. Mother Teresa of Calcutta is once purported to have said, "Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love." God is a God of hope. There's a connection between faith and hope. Mere hope is just an expectation for the best. But faith, on the other hand, is a belief that God will come through for us, and as a result, we trust him. The Bible says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him." God is the God of all hope. He's the source of hope. We need to stay connected to the source of hope. Each one of us is born with a degree of God-given hope. But for that hope to be sustained, we need to be connected to the eternal, limitless source of hope, God himself. God wants to fill you with hope. God wants to come right now and fill you with hope, joy, and peace. It is almost as if that is exactly what we need: hope, joy, and peace. Let him fill you right now. The glass must not be half full or half empty. It must be consistently full. God has an endless supply of hope that you and I need to tap into. It happens as we trust him. When we stop trusting God and we begin to doubt and question, hopelessness begins to invade our hearts and mind. So the key to staying connected to the source of hope, God, is to keep on trusting him. You may say, "But you don't know what I have been through." And you are right. But God does. And as you trust him, you can begin to expect that he will fill you with hope again. I'd like to encourage you to start trusting God today, perhaps for the very first time, or maybe all over again.